Well, hey, everybody, I'm Tim, and welcome to Cigars Daily Live, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. What did you just throw over there?
It was a lighter drop.
There was a lighter. It sounded like you spiked like it into the floor. Yeah,
okay. Spike over there. Okay, all right.
Holy cow. My God. My name is Tim, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've got an episode to remember. We are declaring, for the first time ever on Cigars Daily Live, mission accomplished. Because tonight we are sharing with you a very special line of cigars, something we're very excited to have represented in the humidor at the Cigars Daily HQ and to chat about with all of you tonight. And that is Perdomo's 30th anniversary, and also, not even to a lesser degree, to a similar degree, Perdomo's double age 12 year vintage, which I gotta give it out there, by the way, to Nick Perdomo for putting out some of the most longest cigar names I think there have ever been. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've ever smoked the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Connecticut Epicure, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your wife comes out, she's like, "What are you smoking?" You're like, "I'm not even going to tell you." All right, it's abbreviated on every document in their building, BBA for Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged. I'm certain of it. Here's how this episode works. My name is Tim. I'm the host of the show, and all of you watching at home, you are the co-host. Your comments and questions will drive this episode. But watch out. Watch your back. Gird your loins and be ready, because I'm guessing the Perdomo Army will also be infiltrating our episode. Our radar, our LIDAR has kicked on and said that there's a large incoming movement of troops in the Perdomo Army. All right. I got distracted by Terrence doing the sound effect, and then I thought about the guy from Police Academy doing the sound effect, and then the only thing that I could think in my head was a joke about that, and that's not appropriate. Good job, Terrence. You did great. We are going to talk about 30th anniversary. We are going to talk about 12-year vintage, and the thing that captures me, the thing that's like takes me totally off guard, is the attention to detail, the long suffering craftsmanship that goes into these cigars. It's something else. It really is. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you guys all about that. But of course, helping me run this episode, it wouldn't go off without these guys behind the camera, is Billy the Kid and El Rey del Terrence.
Check my hair before I got on.
Yeah, you should have checked your hair before you got on. You guys are very, very orange tonight, the two of you. It's a lot. It's like it's coming to a fever pitch. If we should have put up the photosensory warning before this show. Sitting third chair today is Ryan, destroyer of Liga Privada.
And lighters.
Spiker of lighters into the ground. What kind of lighter was that?
Lighters is so hard.
It was a jetline pocket torch. Yeah. You'll never destroy that thing. It's like the Nalgene bottle of lighters. All right. I want to take some comments from the fine people who are watching at home. We just lit up a bunch of Perdomo. We're going to tell you all about this cigar. But first, Billy, what's happening in the comments?
You know, we have some astute people on the channel tonight.
Astute. Oh, okay. Joshua Dillenbeck. It's not orange. It's salmon, man.
It's a very good eye.
That is the same. So,
it's more of a grapefruit in real life.
So in front of me, I have a big TV, literally where you guys are all looking at me on the camera. Right underneath that, there's a great big TV, and the color on that TV is not a great representation. On my computer over here, I can see it, and I guess I would give it salmon, but I am saying it's just a little much on the eyes. It's a little too much on the eyes.
Want me to strip off a layer, Tim?
Take it all off, Terrence.
Save that for Saturday.
Save it for Saturday. What's going on Saturday, Billy?
Wait.
Joshua Dillenbeck, and 5 days till HabanoCon. That's right. It's coming up this Saturday, fall 20, from noon to 4 at the Cigars Daily HQ. Tickets are still out there. You guys can find out more about that on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. I was just chatting with Nick from Oliva about that today. I cannot wait. And we're going to see so many of you there who are going to be hanging out with us for this event where there's food catered in. There'll be a bunch of Drew Estate stuff, Oliva stuff. Everybody from the Cigars Daily crew is going to be here. It's going to be a shindig.
A hoot nanny, even.
A hoot nanny. I don't know how when it comes to colloquialisms, I don't know which ones we've canceled. So I don't want to use too many of them.
Yeah, you never know anymore. I say things and people are like, "You can't say that anymore."
All they the tell time. You can't say it?
Huh.
Yeah, doesn't that seem? I mean, people tell me I can't say things, but I've become accustomed to that. All right, let's take some more comments from the fine people watching at home. What's everyone wondering about? Drop your cigar comments and questions down below. Ask anything that you want to. I'm going to take one really quick. Oops, this one is from Eric Mitzke. What's happening at HabanoCon? It's not going to happen. Oh, was hoping to make it to HabanoCon. Sorry. So I got so excited about doing it. This is not even a German accent. This is the water sommelier from TikTok, okay? Was hoping to make it to HabanoCon. It's not going to happen. Well, HabanoCon.
Was he saying HabanoCon's not going to happen or him making it?
Well, that's what I think. That's what I.
Is that a threat?
It was news does.
As I steamrolled his comment while reading it, HabanoCon is going to happen. Because now I've invested way too much time and energy for it to not happen. One way, even if it's just me smoking a cigar in the parking lot by myself. Yeah. All right, good. We'll have people there.
With a table.
It's just me and Nick and Willie Herrera just playing Go Fish together. The three of us eating 300 people worth of catered food. That's fine. I'm okay with that. All right. There it is. All right, Billy, get us some more fine comments from the people. We got a lot to cover during this episode, too. I really want to hit this 38th anniversary. I'm excited. Billy Sinnott. I have bought 27 boxes of the 30th since November.
November?
That's a lot of boxes.
Bill, that's pretty awesome. But I just want to point out, you don't get full credit for that until you've bought 30 boxes of the 30th. I don't know where you could go to get more boxes. I'm just saying, you got to get 3 more boxes, and then you're in the club, whatever club that is.
30-30 club.
So here's the thing about Perdomo's 30th anniversary, which I've just lit up now. I don't want it to go out. I think about the 30th. This cigar has been like a great white whale to me since it came out. It came out last year. And I was so excited about it. And like so many cigars, I assume, maybe this is my snowflake millennialism, I assume that I can just call up the cigar maker and be like, hey, send me some boxes of your newest cigar. And they say, yes, hit the card and send it. But when they were like, well, no, because only certain cigar shops or a certain number of cigar shops are getting the 30th anniversary. It's that limited edition. So they made it in only 3 wrappers, the Connecticut, the Sun Grown, and the Maduro. And it's got a 15-year aged wrapper leaf on the outside. Now, traditionally, you would expect a cigar like this to celebrating their 30th anniversary. It's definitely a limited production cigar. I think they're making it regularly, but they're capping how many of these they're going to make. And they put that 15-year aged wrapper on it, which it takes 15 years to make the wrapper. So that takes a long time. So how much of it can they really make? And then they don't put it out to every single shop out there. To give you guys an idea of this, there are something in the arena of about 6,000 shops in the United States. At this moment, less than 100, I think it might even be less than 80 or 90 shops have this. Certainly the Cigars Daily HQ is excited to have it in the humidor, but this has been such a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And Nick Perdomo and I had a long conversation about this, and he is so gracious. It was so gracious to us. And by the way, because of all of you, I have gotten to smoke this cigar and gotten to have these in the humidor here at the Cigars Daily HQ and to make videos with. So what a privilege, what a pleasure for us. By the way, aged for 15 years and finished off in charred bourbon barrels, which is something that Nick is like got a thing for. I don't know if it's a fetish. I don't know what it is. He's doing a lot of cigars in bourbon barrels these days. He puts the bourbon barrel down and he was like, oh yeah, it's a bourbon barrel. I got to fill it with tobacco. But he's got the Habano bourbon barrel.
Is that how Nick talks?
Oh yeah, baby. That's not a very good impersonation of Nick. But it gets those barrels, and he barrel ages the leaf for the Habano bourbon barrel aged in there for the 30th anniversary, and the double aged 12-year, I'm going slow so Terrence can put it up, double aged 12-year vintage, which uses a leaf that is 10. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Every leaf in this blend is 10-year bale aged. And then 2-year barrel age. So that's your 12 years. They're absolutely fascinating lines. We can go more into that a little bit. But F that. Say what you want. Oh, okay, good. Where did I put up that comment? I think I accidentally clicked it. Billy, how do I take down a comment?
All right, there we go. You don't. That same comment. There you go.
Well, it was gone. There was too many comments.
And it's gone.
So again, amazing craftsmanship on these cigars. For first of all, I did a couple of videos with Nick. One is from Nick called A Masterclass on Cigar Making or something like that. And he talks about the painstaking effort that he goes through to make the cigars good, to make them affordable, and to make it economical. Like any spares no expense at doing this. But certainly sitting on all of your leaf for 15 years to make a cigar, not something anyone does. Most cigars, if you guys have been smoking for a while, you'll know this. The leaf, the wrapper, the binder, and the filler traditionally aged for 3 years. So 3 years is kind of your starting point. If you do 5 years, that's pretty good. I think that Nick even ages all his wrapper leaves for 5 years. And then to go, when you get up to 10 years, like you're just sitting on leaf. And by the way, paying to store it the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then making sure you're paying people to watch over the leaf and make sure it stays in great shape. There's just a lot that goes into all of that. It's pretty incredible, impressive stuff. And what you end up with, the result, is refinement of flavor, this extra smooth, still very flavorful experience that just has so much going on. And when you get up to these like 10 plus year aged cigars, most often they hit the shelf for $20, $30, $40, $50 a stick. These are like 12, 13, 14. I think the Torpedo one gets up to 14 bucks a stick for like the larger size. That's another very Nick Perdomo thing. He says, small profits, big product, great product. And he says, that's how you create a good, consistent product. Anyway, it's all in the video with him. Oh my gosh. What are people saying in the comments, Billy? Get him.
This real fast.
AZ Born Texas Living says, Tim, can you text your CD Plus server guy? The video isn't working over there. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I think I'm over there. Nope. Am I? Click on it. I'll see if I can get it to work. Anyway,
it booted me out, just to be fair.
Then you suck. Well, I, will you read me the next comment, Billy? Cause I'm going to troubleshoot this while I answer some comments.
Alrighty, I'll have Terrence answer this one.
Oh goodness.
This is from Aaron Hine. Newer to cigars, and how would you describe the general flavor profile or flavor notes of sun-grown wrappers?
All right, Mr. Hine. I'm joking. I would say sun-grown wrappers are going to be a little bit more earthy compared to the grassy and creaminess of a Shade or Connecticut cigar. Maduros are going to have a little bit more richness. You might get some more coffee or chocolate notes out of it. But sun-grown is going to be a bit more earthy. It might live like a gritty texture on the tongue or the palate. And I would say you might even get a little bit more of that spice, not necessarily saying pepper, but you might get a little bit of that tingle or some baking spice out of that.
Tingle.
Yeah.
Oh. Terrence likes the tingle.
I love
it. He's a tingle fan. I was just trying to see if I put the thing in the wrong place. I don't know. I'm boggled. When you tell me like, hey, the video on Cigars Daily Plus isn't working, I automatically assume I did something wrong. But I didn't see that I did here. So I'm not sure. All right, let's keep cruising. I'll troubleshoot this while we're doing the show, and it certainly won't be a distraction for anyone. Certainly not me. All right, Billy, let's get some more comments from the fine people at home.
Who?
The what? Mike Jones says, they all tease like hay. They all taste like hay.
Like, hey.
Oh, you tease. Stop being such a tease. They all taste like hay. Do all cigars? Okay, listen.
Oh,
I'll say this. There was a cigar shop many days ago at another cigar company where I literally fired a guy for saying that all cigars taste the same. Like, this guy's running a shop, and like, we're chatting the guy up during the day, and he's like, yeah, all cigars taste the same anyway. They taste like dirt. And it was like, wait, what? You're the guy responding. Like, every time someone walks in the door of this place, they're greeted by you, and your outlook on cigars is this, and you're smoking up the inventory. Do you think it all tastes like dirt? Do you guys think all cigars have a hay taste to them? Or what do you think contributes to that? Terrence.
I am just weird. Like, I have like a weird memory when it comes to taste. So like, I think almost every cigar tastes different to a certain degree. If it has similar wrapper leaves, then I kind of bunch them together in my memory. But I don't think that there's one through line for all cigars that I think would all taste the same. Not that I can think of.
I think here's what I imagine happens. What I imagine is that when you smoke cigars a lot, if you smoke cigars like constantly, eventually you just tire out your palate. Then you can kind of sort of feel like things taste the same, or you get one flavor note that runs through pretty much every cigar because you kind of, your palate's maybe in a rut. I would call it, your palate gets into a rut. Mm-hmm. It's funny how the palate does these things. Have you guys noticed this? Have you ever noticed this, Ryan?
Yes.
Your palate kind of gets into a, like, either your palate gets tired, or you're smoking too many cigars, you're smoking too many similar cigars, and everything kind of tastes maybe similar.
Yeah, I've gotten it to where everything just starts tasting bitter no matter what I do. But I took Terrence's advice and just powered through it. Start tasting good again.
Yeah. Just power through. Yeah. I find a day off, like for me, a day off does the job.
A whole day?
If I take, like sometimes on Sunday, I won't smoke any cigars, or on Tuesday on my day off, I won't smoke any cigars. And like, that seems to pretty much do it for me for whatever reason.
It's just like a really good reset, like a Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, just randomly, just even if I'm not burnt out, just taking a day off, and then the next couple cigars just hit like no other.
Yeah. What do you come back with? What's your comeback cigar? Do you start with a Connecticut? Do you dip your toes in the water, or
that took Sunday off yesterday, and I came back to a ribeye from Red Meat Lovers, and it just went straight to
in the
deep
morning.
End. Yeah, first thing.
You psychopath.
Not at all.
Dude, I was doing that for a long time. And I would like come in the morning and smoke like really, really bold cigars. It eventually my palate got totally worn out by that. It's weird. I used to only love mild cigars. Connecticut Shade, Sumatra sometimes, Cameroons were okay for me. There was a lot to all that. But then over time, I really started to like the bolder stuff and eventually got myself into a position where I only wanted to smoke the strongest cigar I could find, something that would punch me in the tongue. And so I was doing a lot of Knuckle Sandwich Maduros, a lot of Sin Compromisos, a lot of Siri V Maduros, a lot of, Hoyo Dark Sumatra, such a good cigar.
You talk about me doing a Red Meat Lovers. You would do a Dark Sumatra first thing in the morning, and that's crazy.
Well,
that is absolutely crazy.
I was doing all that stuff, but eventually I really did. I started to wear out my palate. And when you're like, man, all cigars taste like dirt, which is kind of like, I had an attitude. I was like, oh no, like it's my job to be able to taste the nuances in these cigars. So now I'll say this consistently, regularly. Here at the Cigars Daily HQ, I get here in the mornings at around 6:15, 6:30. I always start off with a Connecticut now. Padron Damaso, my father Connecticut, sometimes Brulé, all right? And then throughout the day, work my way into stronger stuff. Eventually, I'll go Sumatra or Habano. And then like at some point in the afternoon, like right now, I just lit up the Perdomo 30th Anniversary Maduro, which is so stinking good. Such a great cigar. Okay, there it is.
Are you just not going to read it? Are you just?
He's
asking
her right now.
Is there a comment on the? I can't see. I'm running the show and troubleshooting Cigars Daily Plus. So
yeah, there's a comment on the screen.
All right, will you read it to me, please?
This is from Allison Swanson. I think you know her.
Oh, my wife.
Yes.
Oh, hi, honey.
And she was talking when you were talking about
the wrench,
liking Connecticut.
Yeah,
the wrench.
The wrench.
She said when you had a wussy palate.
JK.
I was going to put the JK on there because no, he can't.
You
see
weren't
going to
read the JK.
I wasn't going to read the JK.
Back when I had a wussy palate.
When you were like all the. I'm just saying, when I came in off the street in Cigars Daily HQ, she's the one who got me to liking Maduros. Tim was like, filthy Viking?
All right. We're going to play off of this. Terrence, you're going to have to answer this one. This is from Tyler Thomas. I love Maduro cigars and can't stand the lack of flavor in Connecticut wrappers. Are there any suggestions that can change my mind on that? My mind, Terrence.
Change your mind? All
right.
Tyler, first thing, S84 from Drew Estate. This is the new Metallica Blackened cigar. I'm telling you that is going to be a great medium body Connecticut. It has a good amount of complexity. Going to have a good cedar base with some citrus and a little bit of leather in there. Really impressive. Johnny Tobacconut from Room 101, wherever you can find those. It's going to have a really solid amount of flavor onto it, and it's not your typical Connecticut. So I'd always go back to that. I recommend that all the time. And AJ Fernandez, New World Connecticut. It's going to start off a little peppery, as all AJs do, but then it dies off. You get a really good creamy but earthy flavor profile from it as well with his Nicaraguan tobacco. So I would always recommend something like that.
All right, Sharon. I called in the big guns.
Uh-oh.
I got on with the dev. I got on with the other guys about the after party. I don't want to miss the after party, no.
Rose of Sharon was a good recommendation, Billy. Yeah.
Rose of Sharon. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. All right. Give me some more comments.
This next one is for me.
First of all, Allison, that wussy palette, by the way, that wussy palette literally paid for the turf that's in the backyard of your house. In the house.
All right, and the four dogs.
I didn't even want the four dogs. I wanted two dogs. Four dogs is two dogs too many. I don't even like half of our dogs. The problem is I love them all.
I was at Tim's house when he was trying to distinguish if the world ended, what dogs he would eat first.
Watching
Allison's face of absolute disgust as you were ranking the dogs.
You cannot talk about that with my son. Like, because he gets way too emotional about it. I'm like, well, if the world ends, we're going to have to eat the dogs. And so
we got to eat them before.
I think he's mature enough to have that conversation. He's 11. So he was really shook up. I don't want to eat my dog, Dad. I was like, it's going to happen, son.
He wouldn't hesitate to eat you if he didn't have anything to see.
They're going to set off EMPs in the atmosphere, and then we're all going to be eating the dogs. All right. What's going on? I do it in my best Alex Jones voice.
Meanwhile, South Korea is like, see, it's good, huh?
Yeah, good. Dogs.
Whoa.
Hey-o.
This next one is for me.
Okay.
All right. Rex Gerber. Oh, Nasa. Another water sommelier. Okay, go for it. Billy, make Davidoff bring back Camacho American Barrel Aged as CEO of CD. So this is another. So, okay. You know about the American Barrel Aged.
Of course.
You know it's made by Camacho, or was made by Camacho.
Was.
Now it's discontinued. Actually, it was a limited production cigar that, by the way, didn't really seem to say that on the packaging. I didn't have any indication of it until one day I went to order it, and they're just like, nope, we don't have it anymore. And they hung up, and I'm like, whoa, shoot. That was really disappointing. And you know what they need to do authentically? The American Barrel Aged, the Nicaraguan Barrel Aged, the Distillery Aged, and the one they did with Cigar Dojo, the Imperial Stout Aged.
Ooh, yes.
They
yes.
need to call Nick Perdomo, who apparently has a plethora of barrels, of charred bourbon barrels, in which he can age tobacco. This is what you can do. Call Nick Perdomo. You know what? Davidoff of Geneva. Call Nick Perdomo. He can solve all your problems. Dude, I don't understand that one. I've complained about this on the after party a bunch, but yeah, I don't know why Camacho got rid of those barrel aged ones. They were so good. Such good cigars.
Did they use those barrels more than once?
Yeah, they can use them a few times, but eventually they do, like, they have to rotate the barrel. They're not putting out
any juice for the tobacco anymore.
I guess.
Like when an air freshener runs out in your car, it's time to replace it.
Kind of makes me wish I hadn't turned this into a Billy's barrel. We'd probably still be aging leaf in it. All right, Billy. What do we got going on? Kevin Grugs, thank you for the
Californian dollars.
California dollars. Is that Canadian dollars? California dollars.
California dollars. It's about the same. Be a bunch of like
Canadian dollars don't trade as well as U.S. dollars, but California dollars. They take the taxes out before they give it to you.
Ooh. I watched a movie where the Canadian dollar had
they were worth more
play.
In the new, by the way, the new Civil War. Yeah, I'm just going to put this out. You know what? Hold on a second, Kevin. We're going to get to this. The new Civil War movie. I don't know if you need to go see it. I think maybe wait till it comes out on Netflix or there's a free version.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Billy and I went and saw it. We brought along my daughter's boyfriend and it was all right, but it was just all right.
It was all right.
It was road trip, but not funny and sad.
There's one funny line in the entire movie.
Oh, there's one funny line.
That's it.
What was the funny line?
The press comment when he's like, we're with the press. He's like, oh, now I know why that's on,
that was not, that's on the side of your car. Cause he's getting shot at by a sniper. All right. Kevin says, I can't make it to HabanoCon, but I hope everyone has fun. It's a tremendous success. Hope there's a HabanoCon too. Thank you very much, Kevin. We greatly appreciate it. The event's going to be an absolute blast. California dollar is an IOU for Chris Jackson. It's an IOU for the government. And it says, by the way, pay more taxes. We don't have any money. Yeah, let's keep going. Keep cruising. Yeah, HabanoCon's going to be amazing. And it, authentically, what I think that the mega herf here at the Cigars Daily HQ on this Saturday is going to be like, it's going to be a lot like Cigars Daily Live, except YouTube won't be watching over it, so we can say all the stuff we normally want to say on the show. All right.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Keep getting them. Drop your guys' cigar comments and questions down below. We will continue to take them throughout the episode. Right now, we are jamming on Perdomo's 30th anniversary. The full line throughout the studio, the Connecticut, the Sun Grown, and Maduro. And I don't even think we've said all of what we're smoking around this studio. But unsurprisingly, not everyone sparked up a 30th anniversary tonight. And so you guys have got, we've got a mix. What is everyone lighting up?
Ryan, what are you smoking?
I got the 12-year vintage Maduro.
Sounds about right.
And I'm amazed at how smooth this thing is.
It's like really smooth, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, the question I ask with cigars of refinement like this, when they've got some age on them, is does it provide for me what I get when I get Macallan 12-year, the best of the Macallans?
Yes.
Or Duncan Taylor 18-year, which is way better than Duncan Taylor 12-year. But I even like Macallan 12-year better than their 18-year. The point is really smooth, no bite, like all around good flavor. And certainly the vintage 12-year and the 30th anniversary are just absolutely crushing it for me on that. My daughter's calling me. She's clearly not watching the show. All right. Allison, if you're calling, you can call our daughter and see what she needed. All right.
Ben, what are you smoking on right now?
I've got the 30-year Torpedo Sun Grown.
Nice.
Took me a second to
remember. Yeah, we are also all smoking the cigars in what I hope will be the least popular sizes.
Fingers crossed.
And how is that, Billy? You have been, by the way, impressing me because you have, while I'm lambasting my wife for calling me a wussy palate, I have many times on this show referred to your palate as a wussy palate or a sissy palate because you don't like pepper, you don't like spice. And you've in the past had trouble picking up flavor notes, but now your palate really seems to be growing in strides. You don't authentically smoke enough to be considered a smoker on most life insurance policies. So
correct.
Being that you,
he's not get the good rate.
Just want to make sure I say that all live on the internet. Billy doesn't. He's not actually a smoker. What are you getting out of the 30th Sun Grown?
So I've got this paired with a rum. Mm. And is bring out a lot of sweet notes in this, like very sweet.
Good.
Real sweet.
Yeah. No grass or hay of that guy talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of spice and a little tongue tingle. Terrence likes.
The tingle. The tongue. You get the tingle on the tongue?
I get on the back of the tongue. I have a little bit of a
back tingle. Of the throat. Mm. That's what I'm, what I describe that tingle because I don't want to use the word tingle because I'm not seven. What I do is I describe it as like a gripping, like a grip in the, like it grips you in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
I like if you get almost like the knot in the back of your throat, but I guess a tingle is fair.
Mm.
It's a tingle. Terrence Tingle Taster, triple T. Let's keep cruising. I want to get some more comments.
It's fine. That one passes.
I'm never going to.
Took a year, but it
never going to let that go. And when Sokka comes back in October, I'm going to remind him about it. Oh. Probably send him an email just to remind him.
Oh,
Jack the Ripper. Any infused cigar is more affordable than acid. Yeah. At this point, like most of them. Okay, let's go with infused cigars more affordable than acid cigars.
Flurver.
The Flurver. FLVR, which, by the way, if you guys have fallen in love with FLVR cigars, they're already discontinued.
Oh,
here today, yeah. Gone tomorrow. They're on closeout pretty much everywhere. But if you want regular stock cigars that are regularly made,
like discontinued all up, not just
like the maker is not going to make them anymore.
What? Yeah.
Which is insane, by the way. That like, I literally called the company that makes FLVR and I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? You released that product like a year ago. You're already discontinuing it. People like it. I know people like it because they're smoking them all over the place.
For $4.50, like $4.99 with the sales tax, that they taste like magic, dog. I don't like they had a hit on their hands. It's unfortunate.
So they discontinue me later. And by the way, discontinuing a cigar like that, that's after you've gone to all the work of getting the flavors, making the flavors, doing the blends, procuring the tobacco, setting it aside for the rolling, putting it into the rolling schedule, getting all of your packaging made, all your boxes, all your bands. You've done a military campaign worth of work. I mean, insane stuff. And then a year later, they're like, nah, I don't want it anymore.
Did literally, they give you an answer?
The guy I talked to who works for the company that makes FLVR, I was like, what are you guys doing? And he's just like, bro, I don't even know. I don't think we know what we're doing. I was like, okay.
So they don't understand what kind of hit they got on their hands because they need to put it back into production.
I legitimately think that it's because of the flavored cigar stuff that's coming down the pipes. That there's the big threat that flavored cigars are going to become banned maybe later this year. That's what they say later this year. But you know what? It's a presidential election year. Nothing's
done. But these aren't flavored. They're flavor.
There's no vowels in the name. No vowels. No vowels. Yeah. They might be flavored in Nova Scotia or not Nova Scotia, Scandinavia. I don't know how I got those mixed up. They're different continents. All right. Let's keep going. Give me another one.
The exact same to me.
We've got humidor questions. Quick hits. Nice. Humidor questions.
I'll take them. Let's see if we can get through 30 in 10 seconds. Joe Quadrelli. It's a humidor question. My thermo is 61%. Oop, that was Irish. But my stick is reading 70 to 72%. So the cigar has more humidity than the humidor does.
Or what the humidor is stating.
You say thermo. Thermometer? Is it 61 degrees?
No, because he's got percent on there.
Well, I'm a little confused by the nomenclature. I'll say this. If your humidor is authentically at 61%, then over time, those cigars should be coming down. If you got them recently, like within the last couple of weeks, then you got them from a humidor that's more humidified than your current humidor. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to bring them down over time, dry box them for a little bit. You can take them and put them in an empty cigar box. I use Perdomo boxes just because they're so dang stylish and handsome, yes. Especially if you only have 27 boxes of the 30th anniversary. You probably have some empty
look
ones.
Look at that box. And then they all pass the whoosh test.
They all pass the whoosh test. I would put them in there for a few days, and you can put them back in your humidor. If it's legitimately at 61%, they should be coming down from 70%. The good news is, like, it's easier to bring a cigar down from a high humidity than it is to, like, bring it up from a low humidity. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like what my theater teacher in high school used to say. He's like, I'd way rather tell you to be bringing down your acting abilities from a level 10 than to bring them up from a level 1, you worthless git. That's what he'd say to me anyway. All right.
I'm torn on this next comment.
What's going on?
Because they're asking you to do a very specific accent.
I don't like being asked to do specific accents.
And it's kind of hot in the news right now.
That's a big yikes.
I am not doing an Iranian accent.
It's not.
What is
the other side?
What is the other side?
Oh, like a
no. Nope, not doing it. Too many people have been canceled for that. I'll read the comment. You had to make Habano Con on Shabbos. I did have to make Habano Con on Shabbos. I could read that with a what's the movie? Lebowski. Who's John Goodman in that?
Yeah.
It's Shabbos. What does he say? What does he shout? He's like, because he's way into Shabbos. Do you remember the Big Lebowski?
I've watched it once and was not into it.
What?
I was like 12.
Hold on a second, dude. Hold on, Billy just got fired from the show. You didn't like the Big Lebowski?
No.
We're rolling Shabbos. Gosh, dang it.
I know.
You just had to make Habano Con on Shabbos. You had to. Had to. Okay, that's as much as I'm going to do that. Thank you, Melnix. Yes, I'm going to not get canceled tonight. That was not a bad suggestion, but I'm not going to do it. Yes, we did have to make it on Shabbos. That's true. I will say this, though. Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath, one of the most fascinating things in the entire world. And pretty much any time this comes up, I talk about this. This is the people who truly honor their Sabbath. Like, holy cow. I went to Israel before all of this. And on the Sabbath, literally nothing happens. I mean, they shut everything down. In the hotel where I was staying on the Sabbath, the elevator doors, and when the sun comes up or whatever it is, the Sabbath starts, the doors open in the lobby to the elevator. Then they close. And the elevator goes to the first floor and the doors open and they close and the elevators goes to the second floor and so on and so forth. It goes all the way up and all the way down so that you don't have to push a button because there's no working and pushing the button could be considered work.
Or you just push in all the buttons.
I didn't know pushing the button wouldn't do anything. I was just so glad that I was on like the third floor and not on the 10th floor. And I was like, this is going to, oh, thank God. Anyway, amazing people, amazing place. Praying for them now. Okay. Let's keep going. Nikki Johnson. Nucky. Nucky Johnson. Nuck, 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 nuck. Does leaving your cigar out of your humidor count, or do you need to the box to dry box correctly?
It's a valid question.
It is a valid question. I mean, yeah, I don't think it matters. I mean, it's not dry boxing if there's not a box involved. It's just drying.
Mm-hmm. I dry box nearly every single one of my cigars I smoke at home, and none of them are in a box.
None of them are in a box. So you just take them out of the humidor.
Yep.
Now we're in Arizona, so you can do this process relatively quickly. How long do you set the cigar outside the humidor, and do you take it out of the cellophane?
I don't take it out of the cellophane. I open the cellophane, kind of crinkle it so it gets some airflow in
it. A little bit.
I tingle it a little bit.
Tingle the tip, okay.
And then 15, 20 minutes, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. 15, 20 minutes for you. This is the thing, the dry boxing thing. This is what's going to change drastically depending on where you live. Mm-hmm. If you live out here in Arizona, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes, that's going to get your cigar. If even if it's over humidified, that's going to pretty much get your cigar exactly to where you want it to be. Yep. You live somewhere a little bit more temperate, a little bit more moisture in the air, it's going to take longer. Hell, if the humidity is higher than your humidor, then yes, you need a dry box. You need a box that is specifically dry. Throw some silica beads in it or something like that to absorb the extra humidity in order to bring the humidity down. All right, let's keep going. These were supposed to be quick hits. And then the Jewish thing came up, and then I got terrified. All right, let's keep going. Adonna family. Humidor question. Do you season your Spanish cedar lining in your new acrylic humidor jar, boxer jar? No. The better a humidor seal is, the less need there is to inject moisture into it to get it to keep or maintain the humidity that you want. Like a great example is the thermoelectric or electric humidors that you can get on Amazon. You get one of those, you don't want to season the shelves or wet the shelves down at all. You just want to put some moisture in there and let the thing acclimate. I would say that an acrylic box or an acrylic jar is going to seal similarly to those refrigerated humidors. I would not be seasoning the wood in those things. If you do that, I think you're going to see a huge spike in humidity. Mm-hmm. You're going to have trouble bringing it back down. And especially because those containers are much smaller. They're like twice the size of this cup, right? They're very small. All you got it, like really what I would do if I got myself an acrylic jar, like the ones that we have around here. Do we have one around here? Is there one in this room? Yeah, Terrence has one. So I literally keep an acrylic. Thank you, Terrence. This acrylic sits by my photo booth. And it's got inside of it cigars that where I have to move the bands before I can take pictures of them. So if it's got a foot band like the Kane series here or the M81 from Drew Estate, I move the band up and then I save them so I don't have to fuss with them when I take pictures. But there's so little going on in here that legitimately I would get this off the shelf, throw a pack inside of it, put the cigars in it, close it, and set it on the thing. And within 24 hours, the thing should be sitting exactly where you wanted it to. That's everything I would do with it, like legitimately. Thank you very much. There's a lot of canes in there. All right. Okay. So this is great. My web administrators embedded this YouTube version on the community on Cigars Daily Plus, but he's still trying to fix the issue. All right, let's keep cruising.
We've got some what Terrence looks like. Let's do some quick hits on that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What does Terrence look like tonight?
Terrence looks like a homeless guy on the off-ramp of a highway asking for money or Marlboros.
But how is that different only tonight?
It's because every like 10 minutes I've moved the position of my beanie.
We got a new one.
Terrence looks like a ghetto NASCAR driver.
Nope, not new.
Calical. That's not a new one.
Not a new one.
But here's the question. What kind of car does ghetto NASCAR driver drive?
It's got hydraulics.
It's a Pontiac. Sure. Yeah, it's like an old Pontiac.
Yeah.
I was going to say I would drive a Buick from 82.
It's like an old Cadillac. He just shows up on the line and it's like backfiring. Everybody else is like, what the hell's going on? He's got a 40 in his hands. He's like, what's happening, guys? I'm not going to win this race, but I'm going to have a lot of fun. All right. Keep cruising. Keep dropping your guys' cigar comments and questions down below. We are going to take them throughout the remainder of this episode as we continue to try to troubleshoot the after party. Is the after party?
Is the after party, yeah.
There's a question that has the word ticket in it for an event coming up. Would we be able to
the word that? Ticket is not in okay. and of itself a four-letter word on this show. Why, Corey, got my HabanoCon ticket. So excited. Any recommendations on hotels in the area? Yeah, we can do that. Thank you, Wyatt, Corey. I appreciate it. So there are a couple hotels in the Desert Ridge area. One of them is a Village Inn. One of them
is a Village Inn. Pull up to a booth and
pull up, get some pancakes, a pie. Wow. This Cigars Daily Plus thing, I think, is really distracting me. There's a Holiday Inn. Okay. And then it's right next to a Cambria. Both of those are probably not even 10 minutes from the HQ. And the Cambria is newer. And when they were building it, it burned down the Holiday Inn. But they rebuilt both of them. So the Cambria caught on fire. Do you remember this?
I remember.
You didn't see this? The Cambria caught on fire while they were building it. And it burned down the Holiday Inn.
So I drove past it on fire.
You drove past it while it was on fire?
While it was on fire. It felt like the Cambria was just like, come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
It was like it went to a NASCAR race and pulled up in an old Cadillac yeah. with a 40 in its hand. It's like, I want to take you out.
They're like, man, the gang member turnout is crazy this year.
Yeah, that's why we don't host HabanoCon there anymore. We do it here. I'm kind of, I don't think we're going to have any neighbor complaints, but when people ask me about HabanoCon, they're like, oh, bro, how are you doing HabanoCon? That's such a mess. And I tell them, I'm like, we're doing it at the Cigars Daily HQ. They're like, oh, okay. Like, you don't have to find a venue for it. That's one of the biggest issues with cigar events, by the way, is finding a venue that will let you and several hundred of your closest friends smoke cigars, because it's going to smell. And so this is literally one of the issues, by the way. So I've heard, allegedly, with the PCA trade show. It was being hosted at the Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas. And after the PCA show, where you put several thousand people smoking cigars for like 5 days, they have to open all the doors and air the place out for like a week before they can move another convention in there. And so that literally takes the entire expo hall out of commission after PCA came. So now they're trying to find places to host
cigar PCA. Smokers are like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I think that's total BS, because I've literally seen a guy chain smoke cigarettes in a bathroom in a casino in Vegas. So like, for them to sit there and complain about the smell of cigars in the convention.
Well, there's a difference between a junkie smoking cigarettes in the bathroom and like 3,000 people smoking premium cigars for 5 days.
Come on. No, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
We ain't junkies. But like, that guy could literally sit there, smoke one, finish one, throw it in the urinal, and take his pack out, get another one. Like,
you're not wrong about that. All right, let's keep going. Keep dropping all of your cigar comments and questions down below. We are smoking the Perdomo 30th anniversary and the 12 year vintage all night tonight on the show. Two cigars that not everybody gets to carry. We are very privileged to have them in the humidor here at the Cigars Daily HQ so that we can look at them and smoke them. Very proud of that. Proud to present them to you tonight. I'm going to dive into that in just a minute. Aurora says CD Plus not working. Yes, we are having a technical glitch there tonight. And so the after party remains to be seen. We'll run a little bit long here on the main platform if we can't get the after party up and running. Right now, there's people working on it. All right. Rikus, how would you get your friends into smoking cigars?
Peer pressure. All the cool people are doing it.
All right. So.
Okay. That's fair.
All the cool people are doing it. This is literally what the government has been fighting for 40 years in the war against tobacco.
They're like, damn it, Ryan.
Damn it, Ryan. Ryan's like, I got a great new tagline for our next video. I would say have a cigar night. Like have a night and get some cigars out there. If I was going to introduce my friends to cigars, here's how I would do it. Number one, I would get some good bargain cigars for them to smoke. And then I would do something that me and my friends do together, like on a regular basis. Buy the pay-per-view fight and show it in your backyard and have some cigars around. You know, have your buddies over to drink some beers and break out a couple of cigars. celebrate a special occasion with your friends. Hell, make one up if you need to. Just tell them you got circumcised and invite them all over, you know?
You turned 13. I mean 31, 31. Sorry.
Dude, I got a friend who got legit circumcised when he was 22 years old.
Why?
And, well...
Was it peer pressure? Did all the cool guys?
All the cool kids are doing it.
He's like, all the cool guys. He's like, oh, let me take the top off.
This guy's still my friend, so I don't want to oust him online too bad. But anyway, I'm going to say this. For medical reasons, he ended up having to get circumcised. Yeah. He was 22 years old. Mm. And afterwards, I was over at his house. You know, you go over, you bring the guy dinner or something like that. You bring him a cigar. You're like, sorry, you had to get your penis chopped off. And I went over there and I said, listen, here's the deal, man. I don't want to see it.
But draw it for me.
But I kind of want to see it.
Ew.
And so he's like, he offered, he's like, pause. Would you like me to draw you a picture? And I was like, yes, thank you. That sounds like a very good, happy medium. And he drew me a picture and I was like, it looks like a baseball. Like he drew the stitches and everything. It was just like, it was a hell of an experience.
Oh no.
Did not envy that guy. Still don't envy him to this day. Love him. Don't envy a thing about it. All right.
I don't think I would ask anybody ever if I get to see it or have them draw it for me. And I'm pretty open to a lot of things, but Tim, that's next level.
Sean Jackson says, tell him you got circumcised. Inhales, smokes, and hacks all over the porch, coughing my guts out. Get it, Sean. I love that. All right. I'm going to take this one. All right. This one is from Chris F. Fleischer. I had the great privilege of seeing my brother for the first time in a year this past weekend. That's fantastic. What a great time. I shared in American Viking, Obrigado, and Box Press Rebellion and completely changed their mind on cigars. Great product, Tim. So that is another way to get your friends into smoking cigars. Just share American Viking cigars with them and they'll automatically fall in love with the hobby of cigars, which, by the way, brings me to a segment we do every week on this show called the Cigars Daily Nation Pick of the Week. This one comes to you from the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group, as all of them do, because Instagram's blocking my hashtag here. This one's from Benjamin D. He says, Mondays off means Sporting Clay's practice and a stick. First Filthy Viking for me. For all of those stuck in an office, sorry about you. Happy Monday. And then he says, update, nice burn, good flavor, and good smoke coming off this old filthy Viking. Salute to Tim Swanson for the stick. Nice work. Just so you guys know, among the American Viking lineup, the Filthy Viking is the most popular one. After that is the Liga Zebra. Those are the ones people love the most. If you like stronger cigars, the Box Press Rebellion is good. And Dama Velada is the newest one in the lineup. And I'm so glad to see him enjoying it right there. And this is another thing that I've noticed about all of our pick of the weeks. I'll probably be picking on this in the future. But for guys, like I see girls post pictures of things. They always like post their family and their friends. Guys, if we get the cigar in focus, like we feel like we've done a pretty damn good job.
All right.
Yeah. In the background, there's like green and trees and stuff. We're like, yeah, that's pretty good. For some guys, it's just like their granite kitchen counter. They're just like, it's granite. And they put the cigars on it, snap, and they're like, yeah, that's very nice. So I like the way guys take pictures. I respect it. And by the way, look at that filthy Viking burning straight as an arrow. All right. We're going to keep cruising. Keep posting all of your cigar comments and questions down below. We're going to keep taking them through the remainder of the episode. I've got no update on the after party, but you can go to Cigars Daily Plus, to the community on Cigars Daily Plus, to learn more about Perdomo Cigars, the top tier of their catalog. Their portfolio, if you will. Nobody does it like Perdomo does. The vintage 12-year, which are the cigars on this side, use 12-year aged leaf, 10 years aged in a bale, and 2 years finished in charred bourbon barrels. And then the Perdomo 30th anniversary, which is right here. These cigars use 15-year aged wrappers, Cuban seed, Nicaraguan binder, and fillers. Absolutely sensational stuff. And somehow Nick Perdomo does all of that and still puts out his top-end, best of the best, top-shelf cigars at like $12 and $13 a stick. This is like the normal price of a cigar now. That's what you expect. Like when people put out a cigar that's not $17, I'm like, oh, thank God. Like it's a normal cigar. Holy cow. That's pretty great. All right. Billy, what are we saying? Eat Easter. Easter. It's like this is Mike Tyson's Easter account. Hey, Billy, any chance CD will carry the Perdomo Connoisseur packs?
Billy. You know, I've been talking to Nick, and I'm like, Nick, you gotta work.
Gotta hook up those Connoisseur packs.
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
He hasn't gone back to me.
Okay. So when you said that you said that to him, you don't mean anything, or you said it to him and he just didn't say anything and walked away, or how did that go?
Well, I was on my yacht. And it just doesn't get great.
You just shouted it to Nick on his yacht?
Yeah.
They were going past each other. He's like, bring back the Connoisseur packs.
Get the Connoisseur packs. Do it, man.
Do it.
Well, good, man. I'm glad that exchange. I'm glad you put it out there. I'm glad you opened it up.
I'm working.
The Connoisseur stuff. I don't remember seeing the Connoisseur stuff on the old price list. I don't know. I don't know how that's going. Keep going. Billy, this one's from Clay Strickland. Have you tried new Macanudo Emissary line? I'm not going to lie. Macanudo accidentally sent me those like 2 weeks before they were supposed to come out. And then very politely called me and asked me not to tell everyone about them before they were supposed to come out, which I did not do.
Did you do the same thing you did with Jonas and Blackbird and be like, no, I'm not sending them back, and then smoke them?
Well, I did smoke them.
Okay.
And I got to say, Macanudo's Emissary is the best Macanudo cigar that's come out in the last 2 years by like a lot. That cigar uses tobacco from Spain in it. Really, really incredibly good stuff. Mm-hmm. But also just a really unique flavor profile. It's the best Macanudo I've had since the Inspirado Brazilian Shade, which is also making a return.
Ooh.
Very excited about that. 10 count boxes, Brazilian tobacco. I go haywire for Brazilian leaf. I'm a big fan of it. And so I'm excited to see those come back. I'll be going heavy, heavy flow on those. All right. Keep going.
You. Hold up. There's one I wanted to grab. Give me a minute. Let me find it.
All right, Billy, scroll through it.
Scroll. I got to give me.
Scrolling.
Really,
scanning.
Tim?
Heavy come at scrolling.
Oh man, where was it? There's one
talking. Here, put the camera on Billy real quick. I think it, first of all, I think his lazy eyes acting up.
You know, it's not right now. Where? Oh man.
How about mine, Tim? Does it look any better?
Yeah. No, you're looking tweet.
I can't find it. I'll try and find it again.
All right, see if you can find it. I'm going to take burp, beep, burp, beep, burp, burp, burp. Joshua Dillon Beck says, Tim, any word on new brands coming into the HQ from PCA and the poll that you did in the CD Nation? So I did a poll in the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group, and I asked everybody, which is what I like to do. I just want to know what you guys want to hear more about, what you guys are interested in. I asked people, what brand has Cigars Daily not made videos with that you'd like us to see us make videos with going forward? And the brands that I put out there were at like La Flor Dominicana, and like Tatsuwahe and a few others. From the trade show, I did go to the LFD booth, and I even filmed myself at the LFD booth. I went into the booth and I said, I would like to open an account. Then had a conversation following which I did not open an account and I just left. And I love LFD. I love their cigars. They're absolutely outstanding. And not right now. That's what I'm going to say. And it wasn't even them. It was me.
Millennial way to break up. Okay.
Yeah. It's not you. It's me. But what did come in, what has come in, and what is here now, you'll see videos coming out on Viva La Vida, El Pulpo, the limited edition Viva La Vida, the Jester, the Club 500. That stuff has all already arrived and been processed. It's in the Cigars Daily HQ humidor. But the things that I was a little frustrated. Guys, I got to come clean with you about something. I was a little frustrated at lunch today.
Mm-hmm. A little?
Because if there's one thing I complain about in this industry a lot, it is when somebody's like, a cigar, The new whatever cigar is going to come out next month. And then it doesn't come out for 3 or 4 more months, mm-hmm. right? But what I experienced today was some new stuff that was supposed to come out next month that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
And that is impossible to plan for, especially if you intend to buy a lot of it, which is what I'm doing. That being said, not complaining, just not complaining, venting. Steve Saka's new cigars, the Wagashi, the Umbagog Bronzeback, and the, what am I missing, Terrence?
Stillwell number 2.
And the Stillwell Y22 are all going to be around in about a week. They were supposed to be May launches, and you budget for a thing, and then it comes in April when you're doing HabanoCon already. Oh, my gosh. Right. Anyway, all of Steve Saka's new stuff is coming out. And I actually am pretty dang excited about that because I smoked up all my bronze backs that he gave me at the show. All right, keep going. Billy, what do we got in the comments? This one's from K.O. Brooks, Billy and crew. Best smoke indoors, outdoors, or outdoors with a wind guard? Wait, what?
Where is it best to smoke?
Where indoors, is it best to smoke? All right, K.O. Brooks, we're going to give it to the team. Ryan, give us a first take on this.
Inside is always better because you're in climate control. This is being said from somebody that lives in the desert, and it's not so fun in the middle of the summer to smoke outside, unless you're in the pool.
That's pretty good.
Bill, guys, where would you prefer to smoke?
I prefer to smoke indoors, except I made the mistake of walking from my backyard to my front yard.
Now your whole house stank.
And my wife was not home, and I'm like, it'll be fine. She'll never know. She'll and she came know. In like 30 seconds. It's like, were you smoking in here? I'm like, I
really
like 30 seconds of walking from one side to the other. And of course my kids ratted me out. They're like, yeah, he walked across smoking. I'm like, I didn't even smoke it.
I wasn't even in my mouth.
Terrence.
You know what? I'm going to be the odd man out. I do like smoking outside. Something about it. This is going to be the best condition to smoke is when it's a rainstorm. You're sitting under somewhere covered. And you just hear the noises, and it's a little bit cooler. You have a smoke and maybe a glass of something.
That is nice about being outside when it's like a camping situation.
Yeah, I'll say this. Smoking outside is great. In fact, probably my favorite time to smoke a cigar is in my truck with all the windows down, driving around when the weather is desirable. That just about nothing better than that. If it's overcast and it's raining and you're sitting under something and you can smoke, that's even better. But at the same time, I think you get more out of the cigar when you smoke indoors.
Yes.
You smoke inside, and here's why. This is legitimately what I think it is. Oh, my gosh. There's no way for me to say this without sounding like a virgin, so I'm sorry. Your brain is a lot like a computer, and a computer has CPU power, and it can only process so much. And you process stuff through your five senses, smell, sight, touch. What's the other ones? Doesn't matter. The more sensory input you're taking in, harder it is for your brain to process this stuff. This is why people go blind and all of a sudden they can taste and smell things or hear things way better. Or they go deaf and they can see 30 miles away. I don't know if that's true. I made that up. But it's like people, like your senses make up for other senses that you lose. I would say that if you are inside of a controlled place and you do yourself the favor of putting the damn phone down, you turn off the TV and you just enjoy the cigar, you'll find that you get the most out of the cigar maybe that you've ever gotten in your life. You'll find those little nuances to the cigar that you have not picked up before. At the same time, I smoke in my backyard when I'm at home. I don't smoke in my house, which might come as a big surprise to you guys. I know a lot of you smoke in your house. There's a lot of you smoking in your living room watching this right now. I don't. But I also make sure that I regularly walk through my house with a cigar because that feels like, it feels kind of like pissing on the thing. You know, you're like declaring that it's yours.
Yeah, that just sounds dirty. Like I could never walk through a house with a lit cigar.
I do it all the time. If I got to go inside to get something, I just bring my cigar right with me. And the first few times Allison's like, are you smoking in the house? And I'm like, what's it to you? What are you going to do about it?
Hey, she's going to come out with that wrench. You better be careful, Tim.
That's right. She's got the wrench and we all have to be careful. All right. And Scott says naked is best. Naked is best.
That's a risk.
It's a risk. It's
I live in an apartment complex. I'm not trying to go to jail. I can't. If it's raining and I'm shrieking like with the cigar. No.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice. I'm going to say this. Smoking naked is fine as long as you don't burn yourself or become a registered sex offender. In either of those circumstances, it's arguably worse than if you're smoking with clothes on.
I feel like the next risk is driving in the truck. It is tough. It's not enjoyable for me to smoke and drive.
You got to be okay with your cigar burning weird.
What? And that's what I'm not okay with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you got the OCD thing.
Yep.
You can't handle that.
I'm constantly touching it up.
Yeah,
a little hard to do a touch up when you're doing 80 down the freeway.
I will measure where I'm driving. So from the Cigars Daily HQ down to the airport, where I have to go with some regularity, I go down there to pick up pallets of cigars from Nicaragua. When I go down there, it's about a 20-minute drive down to the airport. So if I light up a Toro, I can smoke it on the way down there, set it on the old fender of the truck, go in, do my paperwork, get the pallet put in the back of the truck, and then finish the cigar on the way back. But that's like perfect for me. If I'm driving more than a half an hour, then yeah, maybe so. Or the other thing you can do is you can just crack the window in the truck a little bit, open the rear window in the rear, and then it doesn't burn weird.
It doesn't burn weird, but then you start getting a lot of smoke in there, and it's a thing.
That's a thing. All right. Yeah, we're not going to cure Billy on this.
Smoke in my eyes. I'll sit there and I have like a towel and I'm trying to wipe my eyes while holding my cigar, make sure the AC doesn't blast the ash all over the cabin.
I want to do it because you feel like a badass driving around smoking a cigar.
Especially imagine a Honda Fit going like 50 miles per hour with a cigar.
Yeah. Panties are dropping everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see Terrence driving around now that he said that. They're going to see every Honda Fit they see. They're going to be looking.
Is that a cigar in that one?
We're going to extend the show right here on the main platform right now. So this is the after party, the PC version. All right. We're going to be politically correct for our after party. Can't say any of the stuff you want to say, but you guys can
raise it to PG-13.
We can raise it to PG. I already said cut off your penis on this show.
So. Okay.
You guys can learn more about a few things on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. The first one is HabanoCon, which is coming up this Saturday. There are still tickets out there in the wild. So don't miss out on learning more about that video. There's a lot of details and information about it, but I promise you, you will not regret coming to the show. It's going to be a blast. Oliva Nick is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Terrence will be there. Billy will be there. Ryan will be there. And Willie Herrera from Drew Estate is going to be there. Also, check out Perdomo's 30th anniversary and their double-aged vintage 12-year now on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. Learn more about these blends and the unbelievable painstaking effort that they've taken into making these cigars that, by all rights, if anybody else made them, would cost $20 to $25 a stick. I have no doubt in my mind. You cannot age tobacco for 10-plus years and still charge 10 or 12 bucks for the cigar. 12. There's none of them that are 10. We're on 12 bucks for the cigar. All right. Let us continue with the comments. Say yes, I need more comments. Billy, what are the people saying? Cigar Yams, thank you very much for the super
chat. Imas. We've talked about this.
Did we already talk about Cigar Yams?
He's got the store that's Cigars and More. Remember, he's opening up the store.
Cigars Imas.
Yeah, see.
All right.
See.
All right.
You said it like it was if not.
Yes. All right. Cigar Yams says, I'm not going to stop. Just so you know, if you don't change the name of your shop to Cigar Yams, I'm going to be really pumped.
Cigar Yams.
If I'm driving down the street in some town in some village somewhere and I don't see a Cigar Yams on the sign, I'm going to be like, oh, no. Cigars y Mas. If y'all can only smoke 5 cigars for the rest of your life, what would they be? Love the new content and innovation CD is working on. Can't wait for the projects with Oliva to be released. All right, Cigar Yams. So, first of all, let me just update you guys on some Daily Edition stuff. Daily Edition update and alert. There it is. Thank you, Terrence. So, for the Daily Edition, so you can leave it up. Daily Edition projects, so you guys know, at Cigars Daily, we've been working on these for the last 6-8 months. And now we're coming up to the precipice of several projects coming out in just a few weeks. What's today, 15th? In about 3 weeks, I expect the next Daily Edition project to arrive. And that is one we're doing with Oscar Valderez. If you guys know and love Leaf by Oscar, that cigar that comes wrapped in a leaf and there's a normal cigar inside, people are going bonkers for those blends. So we worked with Oscar Valderez to craft a brand new cigar, sort of running in parallel with that. It's its own exclusive Daily Edition blend called The Earth by Oscar. That will be the next Daily Edition project. Those are going to be coming in just a few weeks. Following that, finally today, it was today, I approved all of the packaging for the Oliva. Ooh, I'm burping while I'm saying this because I drank too much of this thing. The Oliva Daily Edition exclusive blend that is called La Fermentada. Okay, this cigar is all about the fermentation. We approved box design. We approved the artwork. We approved everything that goes into that. And so that cigar is going to be going into production relatively soon. So you can look forward to that one coming out from Oliva. And then one more daily edition project that I have not approved the artwork on yet today, although I got the concept for it. And that is a diesel cigar that will be an exclusive blend that is going to be called the Diesel Desert Walker. And I'm going to see right now. The Diesel Desert Walker, that one's got a really rich backstory, but I want to see if I can upload the artwork and show it to you guys. Billy, can you take a comment while I do this really quick?
I got one for Terrence.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
This is from OV Boozy.
Bozzy.
How come manufacturers do not make wheels available to retailers for customers to order? How come, Terrence?
You know what? Because boxes are cool.
Boxes are cool. But can't you get wheels?
You can get wheels depending on where, what cigars and what makers, but I don't think wheels are that readily available. I think that might just be something like a little bit more old world compared to what everybody's expecting now, especially since we're in the boutique era, the craft beer era of cigars.
Does anything come in the wheels at the HQ?
Poco tiempos.
That's it.
Pico barato, poco tiempos. Yeah, those come in a wheel. No, I mean, here's the honest to God deal about a wheel of cigars. No one wants that. Like you may want it, but like we don't want it as a community. Like what we want is cigars in a box. That's legitimately the thing. For a long time, guys were trying to do, you know, 10 packs in these, you know, crate paper things. And those just don't land with the same weight that a box does. Even the guys who have done the crate paper 10 packs have gone back to the box. John Weiss. Thank you. John Weiss says, what's a wheel? A wheel is, if you've ever seen the cigars, they wrap them in paper, typically to put them in the aging rooms after they're rolled. It's a wheel of, like, I think it's 50 cigars that go in a wheel. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a thing called a half wheel, which is where you get the term for half wheel, the, you know, cigar blog online. A half wheel is literally a half of a wheel of cigars.
That makes sense now.
That's where that one comes from. But what people want is the look, the presentation, the gravitas of a great cigar. And so when it comes to projects like the one we're doing for Daily Edition, this one that I've been working on with Diesel, this is the first time that you guys are going to see it, the first time anyone anywhere is going to see it. This one is coming later this year, and we're still working on this, but this is the basic concept for the band for the Diesel Desert Walker right here. And just this also, by the way, is exactly what they send me for proof of concept. So it's sort of the band around the cigar from, you know, every angle, so you can see what it's going to look like on the cigar. But there's a, you know, kind of a badass cowboy, and he's super excited about being in the desert for some reason. And he's holding a powder pew pew, and he's not smoking a cigar. He's apparently holding a cigar in his hand, but we've got a little bit of work to do on that. This is when I go back to the cigar maker and say, basically, like, here's what I like, here's what I don't like. And I give them a scope for what I want them to change. They give it another shot, and then I say yay or nay. So today is when we got final approval on La Fermentata. Everything's ready to go. The bands, the boxes, the whole shebang. With this one, we're kind of still in that packaging design process, which I've said it before, and I'll say it again a million times if I got to. This is what takes so long about making cigars. Mm-hmm. You can be painstaking about the blend, and you can spend a long time blending a cigar, but giving it the right look and presentation, cigar makers know that it matters every bit as much. It really does, because you like, and people watching this video, they, you know, there's 600 plus people literally watching this at this moment as I speak. If I asked all of you what, like, how much presentation matters, some of you would say that you buy by the band, just like you buy your wine and your whiskey. You pick out a bottle, you're like, I really like the monkey on that, you know, barrel. And then you buy the bottle and you're like, oh, that's okay. It was a little too spicy for me. But
I do love monkey shoulder.
Monkey shoulder is good stuff, dude. But at the same time, others will say, I don't care about the band. I take it off the second that I smoke the cigar. What cigar makers know is that packaging gets in your mind like a weevil, and it just infiltrates your thoughts and makes you think a thing about that cigar. Mm-hmm. So the packaging communicates a lot about the cigar. So the packaging has got to be just right.
Speaking of packaging, Terrence, can you put that back up?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Sorry. I would...
Are you critiquing this now?
No, I would expect that when it ships, that how it is outlined in the box is how it's outlined there, where you have
so the cigars are placed in the box in such a way that it lays that entire image out.
Yes,
but all right, here's my critique on that now.
Oh my god! See, this because... is, and by the way, the other reason the packaging is such a pain in the ass to do, because everybody's got an opinion. I want to hear it. I really do.
My critique on what you're saying is, if you have so many cigars in a box and you try to meticulously make it all look like that to get all of it there, it's just going to stretch the image depending on, like, that looked like it was perfect for like 3 to 4 cigars and maybe shows a little
bit.
It's
4 cigars.
Yeah. But I already know how many is going to be in a box. And if you want all of them to show that guy, it's just going to stretch it
out. How many is in a box?
It's 2 rows of 10. And so you can't fit the image completely in there, because you're going to have, it's 4 cigars to show the whole thing. So you get a 4-4 and then show it half.
So you have 4 in the middle, and then the outside, throw it back up, is just okay, your,
this is
your desert side.
I promise you, Billy, your OCD will not allow us to do this.
We are not going to put a thick cowboy in the boxes of the cigars, Billy. I'm not putting no thick cowboy on them, man.
When we get them in, I'm going to lay out a box the way that you said, and you're going to take one look at it and say, nope, you shouldn't have done that. That's exactly what's going to happen.
All right. We'll do it.
All right. It will happen.
Redact that statement, Billy.
Redacted it. All right, let's get some more comments. Keep dropping your cigar comments and questions down below. We'll get to them. Let's see. Mark F. Does Perdomo really draw test every single stick of all of their brands? Listen to me. Now I'm going to say it.
We're not on the after party.
I have not been to Nick Perdomo's factory, so I don't know.
But
Nick Perdomo says that he does. And I am inclined to believe him when he says that, because Nick Perdomo has never lied to me before that I can tell. And when he says we draw test every single cigar, I'm willing to bet that he does that. Now, of course, I would have no way of knowing that, having not been to the factory. And so there it is.
Well, when Nick Perdomo was here, he invited us personally, you and me, right in the front of the HQ, to come down to Nicaragua and see his factory. So we could go and just verify if he draws tests, everything. He might even do the whole experience thing. Just saying, he invited us like right there just a couple weeks ago.
Terrence is excited because he got the invite too, which is going to make it like super bummer when I go.
When he's like, hey, I'm leaving next week.
When I go down there. And I don't know when I would go. That's the problem. I'm here too much of the time. Can you get us the next one? Yes, I think he draw tests every single cigar, legitimately. And you just don't get a plugged one. That's the thing. I literally lit up this 30th anniversary Maduro, and I said right before the show, I was like, actually, the draw on this is a little bit tight. But that being said, it was notable because it's the first time with a Perdomo I've ever lit up a cigar where the draw wasn't perfect. And so it was notable that the draw is a little bit tight, but still not plugged, and you won't find a Perdomo that's plugged. And when you draw test every single cigar, that should be the result that you get. Go for it, Billy. Tim, James McCann. I don't know why this is your voice, James, but it is. Can you please bring back the weekly sampler like you used to? I miss it. No. And if this was the after party, I could say more. But also, no, I can't. I can't. I just can't do it. I wish I could, for your sake, brother. All right. Keep going. Christopher Sid. But you know what the best places do? I mean, the best places do, like, normally when you're shopping around for cigars, it should be like going to a cigar shop where you can, you know, get the single or get like just 5 of a cigar or even get the whole box. You shouldn't have to buy the whole box. You should be able to sort of, I don't know, make your own sampler in a way. If there was a way you could do that, I would think it would make it super easy and convenient.
Yeah.
Let's see. Joshua Dillenbeck says, my local brick and mortar could only get the 30th in a 5-pack. Tim, what's your opinion of doing that? I think that's great. Like, if it... 5-packs are fantastic. If it's a humidified bag, they're awesome. And again, for a brick and mortar shop who wants to carry more options, but they don't have the space to do it, I think that's great. It's also a great way to see if something's going to be a hit with your people. So I don't think there's anything bad about that. I don't think like that sucks. Like, if you can get the 30th anniversary and that was the way you could do it, I would, if I was a cigar shop guy, I would do that. Yeah. All right. What else, Billy? I see one I'm going to take here too. One from Facebook. Eric Anderson on Facebook says, can you name another cigar that has 10 plus year aged leaf in it? That's incredible. Yeah, there's a there's a few other cigars there.
But it says all 10 plus year leaf.
It's all 10 plus year leaf? Ooh, I don't know if I can. I don't know which part of Plasencia's Alma Fuerte is 10 year age. I don't know if it's just the wrapper leaf or if it's the whole cigar. I will say this. When I went to Plasencia's factory and we went into the room where they store the leaf for the Alma Fuerte, which is 10 year aged cigar, we did smoke 10 year old Fumas, you know, just a single leaf from the blend rolled up. And what they pulled out of the bale was filler leaf. And so I know they do the wrappers. So I think probably the Alma Fuerte is entirely 10 year aged, although I would have to do some more research on it. From what I've seen, they don't specifically say. They just say the cigar's kind of got 10 years of age on it and are a little more opaque about which part of it. But I think it's the whole cigar because it really seemed like they had every part of the cigar in that room where they were aging it all for 10 years. It was a big room. All right, Billy, what do you got?
I got Terrence's nod of approval that I can put this up.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Silver Taniwa. If Terrence goes to Nicaragua, he better not wear his hair up. Someone will climb him looking for coconuts.
Is that
going to happen to you?
Never. Not yet. But I have.
They're actually pineapples on his head. Thank you.
He is a pineapple. We do know that. We've identified that there are guys whose wives watch this show with them. And then Terrence is part of the reason for that. And now I'm kind of curious, is your wife watching this show with you? And if so, would she refer to Terrence as a pineapple? Inquiring minds want to know. All right, that's pretty good. I saw this one. I want to get MN Drummers. He says, how do they draw test it without cutting it? So before you put the cap on the thing, you can draw test a cigar. And so I don't remember. I think they draw test them. So as far as the process of actually rolling a cigar, here's how that goes. You've got your at a table about the size of this table that I'm sitting at right here, which is, by the way, not as big as it looks. It's really only about 4 feet long. You've got your bunch arrow and you got your roll arrow, two separate people. The bunch arrow puts together the filler leaves in one hand and rolls it into a binder. That goes off to a press where they press it into a perfectly round shape. And then the presses come back to the roll arrow who actually puts the wrapper leaf on. When they go into the presses, they're really only in the press for usually anywhere from, I think, 20 to about 40 minutes. Every factory has their own way of doing this. Some of them will press them for 15 minutes, rotate the cigars 90 degrees, and then press them again. But every factory does it a little bit different. Typically, what you'll find is that after the cigars have been pressed, they'll go off to the draw testers where they're being draw tested with binder and filler before the wrapper is put on the cigar. Putting the wrapper on the cigar is not going to apply a tremendous amount more pressure to where you're going to actually plug the cigar or create a significant draw issue. Mm-hmm. I think it probably could tighten the draw a little bit because you're really rolling it as tight as you can into that wrapper leaf. But at the same time, when it's just filler and binder together, it's been cut at both ends. And so the cigar is going to be pretty much open. It's after the wrapper leaf goes on it that they put the cap on the top and then the thing is sealed, basically packaged and ready for you to cut and enjoy. All right. What else, Billy?
We got an answer.
Sylvia, yes and yes. She wants to know if he's actually sweet or just a sweetheart. Oh. Like if he tastes sweet? What is she asking us to do right now?
Billy, do you want to
do it, Billy?
But Terrence is not the only one.
Terrence is not the only one. NY Diesel and Avell says, personally, my wife thinks Tim is a good-looking man.
Nice.
Thank you very much. I'm willing to bet that his wife, he's probably not even married. He's just saying that to make me feel better. And I accept that. But if your wife is really sitting there thinking that I'm looking good.
Right. Thank you very much. You made a very sad man, very happy tonight.
My wife looks at me and she's like, you smell like smoke too much. You got a wussy palate.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a wuss.
All right, let's keep going. I'm just going to get into the soft guy era. If you guys haven't seen what that is a hoot.
Did you just say that, Tim?
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. Come on. I just want my wife to take care of me and put money in my account. All right. Rooster says, hey, Tim, of the three 30th rappers, which is your favorite? I cannot believe that I'm about to say this. It's the Sun Grown.
Wow.
The Sun Grown crushes it. And now I've had all three of them. I had the Connecticut when I visited Nick Perdomo and did the Cigar Heartland tour, which if you haven't watched that series of videos, that was a lot of fun. In that video, I'm smoking a cigar. I think it's the 30th anniversary. He gave me one when I went out to the Perdomo HQ out in Florida. It was a good cigar. Since they've gotten here, since the 30th have arrived at the HQ, I smoked a Sun Grown today, and it was a flavor bomb. It just landed perfectly, yep. And I was like, oh, yes, this is great. Now I'm smoking the Maduro, which is very good, and it truly is not fully full strength. It's medium to medium full in the way that many of Perdomo's Maduros are.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a bunch of, like, kick you in the pants, like, really, really super strong stuff. But the Sun Grown hits in a way. It hits with something that I didn't get from the Maduro and that I didn't get from the Connecticut. It is my favorite one. Yes. That was a great question. Thank you. And I got this from George Watch too. He says the Sun Grown is my favorite also. Excellent. George, you're a man of many fine tastes. Like NY Diesel and Florida's wife. Your taste, impeccable.
Hold up. Great. We got more chats coming in. And we're going to keep it after party themed. It's PG-13, right?
Okay. PG-13. Okay. It depends. Okay. As my wife can confirm.
As a wife.
Oh, as a wife from Megan says, I can confirm I watch for Terrence.
Yo, she logged in from her personal YouTube to comment that. Shouts out, Megan.
That's what's up, dude. Dude, Terrence, does your Pulling girlfriend watch the show?
No, not at all. She does not care.
All right. Is she the jealous type?
Oh, yeah.
She really is?
I don't tell her anything that happens on the after party.
Because the special edition sticker we're going to do for Terrence is just going to be him crowd surfing in an ocean of women. It's going to be like, all I can do is girlfriend's like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. I gave the people what they wanted, and this is it. It's just Terrence and a bunch of women.
And Terrence is now single.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, I can't leave after like 7 p.m. or I can't get haircuts anymore. That would be my punishment.
All right. I want to get Rikus. Rikus says, Tim, I would love to spar with you in the future. I've been training judo for 5 years and boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and Muay Thai for a couple of years.
What a way to say he wants to kick your butt.
Yeah, I would happily spar you. I have not yet met a person that I wouldn't fight. That being said, I am in the super seniors or the masters division or whatever. I'm getting older, so you can't hurt me.
Please. You're almost retirement age, Tim.
That's right. I don't, dude, Mike Tyson's going to be fighting, what is he, 57 years old?
At least 30 years older than Jake Paul, yeah. Or is it 20 years? It's 30 years
it's
on the
30 door, years. So. Jake Paul's 27.
Or Luke Paul, whatever the other brother is.
Kevin Logan Paul.
There we go.
The other one.
It was Jake Paul. Logan Paul is the one who does WWE. There we go.
Anyway, I'll spar almost anybody. Just don't walk up and attack me on the streets like they do with all those fighters. People just go up and attack you. Like, people find out you're a fighter and they just come attack you and you're like, I actually have a heart and feelings.
Is that what HabanoCon's going to turn into?
Just people trying to cheap shot you. Just
I wanted you guys. If you watch the show, you probably know this. I wanted HabanoCon to be a fighting event. I really did. I had it all set up with my gym. They were going to bring a ring, and we were going to do some, you know, just organized sparring or whatever. But apparently, there isn't an insurance company on the planet that was going to insure that event. So they.
It's not like we had Jackie Chan there. They should.
I know. I did this. I literally, the only reason I thought it could happen is because I went to a men's group at a church and they set up a ring and I sparred with some guys there. We did it for like their men's. The guys had cigars. It was in the church's parking lot. It's a great church. I would go to this church. And we did some sparring and it was great. But I don't know why I couldn't pull it off in the parking lot of a cigar shop. I don't know. They probably just did it uninsured.
Mm.
Yeah. The
I feel like
around
that's something
churches,
church would do.
The saying around churches is if it's not illegal and it's not immoral, it's probably deductible. So, although they don't pay taxes, but that's the way it goes. First rule of HabanoCon. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. Let's keep cruising. Give me a few more comments. We got time for just a couple of more here as we're enjoying this. You guys can check out the community on Cigars Daily Plus still and find this episode so you can learn more about HabanoCon coming up this Saturday and about Perdomo's 12th year double aged vintage amazingness and the 30th anniversary, which we're so proud to have in the Cigars Daily HQ. Billy, what was that wonderful comment you had for us from Christopher? Oh, Christopher, whose wife just commented it. He says, wow. My wife will owe me $100 if you read my comment. Oh, great. This nice. Is awesome. I'll give you another 100 if you say Terrence is hot. I'm just kidding. I don't have $100 to give you. KG says, Tim is going to be the next Dana White. I don't know if I want that. I like Dana White a lot, though. That guy's says whatever he's thinking. I love that. I live under the constant scrutiny of social media. I just walk on eggshells to make sure I don't get deleted. That guy says whatever the hell is on his mind. I don't know. If you can do that without getting canceled, you're wonderful. All right.
He's grandfathered in like Johnny Depp.
That's exactly right, dude. Yeah.
Like if you started off being famous, you could just kind of stay around just doing whatever you do. Mm-hmm. You just kind of just get grandfathered in.
Grandfathered in. I like that.
You know, your fans are loyal, so they're going to be like, whatever. It's Dana White. It's Johnny Depp. Yeah, she pooped in his bed. Yeah. I do the same thing.
That's exactly right. All right. MD says, why don't major cigar makers? Well, why? Why don't major cigar makers make their own band in order to get fully vertical? From MD on X. Thanks for watching on X. Why wouldn't a major cigar maker make their own cigar rings? What he's talking about is this, the paper part. The machinery and facilities required to make this is a larger investment than a cigar maker is going to make. Just so you guys know, the cigar industry in America, we import something like, I think it's 450 million cigars a year.
Mm.
Okay. So that's 450 million of these. That being said, there are still like only three companies in the world that make these things. One of them is called Action Label. They're here in America and Florida. They do good work. The other one is called Cigar Rings. Mm-hmm. They're in Nicaragua. I believe they also maybe do some printing in the Dominican Republic. The things usually say Cigar Rings somewhere on them. And then there's another one that's in like the Netherlands, which is like way on the other side of the world. I don't know who they print labels for, but there's only three companies that actually make cigar rings. You got to have a lot of machinery and a lot of different kinds of paper and lots of stuff to do this stuff. I don't think it makes sense for most cigar makers to do this. There are cigar makers that have their own box factory, and that is something you can do relatively simply. But if you get a cigar box, and I don't think I have one. I don't have a Perdomo cigar box anywhere around here. That Terrence has popped
this
up.
This Axum has cigar ring printed on it.
Axum has cigar ring printed on it. So if you get a cigar box like this, a box of Perdomo's vintage 12-year, the double age stuff in the sun grown, that's got all these stickers and bands and badging all over the box. This will also be printed by the cigar ring printing companies, which are very large stickers that stick around the box. They'll actually make their own boxes. And so to be vertically, and if you want to be perfectly vertically integrated in the cigar world, this is what you would do. You would get field farm factory. Okay. You get your own field. You grow your own leaf. Then you get your own field farm. What did I say? Farm. I'm going to call it a farm. Yeah. You get your own curing barns. You'd get your own fermenting buildings where they put the pylones together and it smells like cat piss, and they ferment the tobacco. They put it in the bales. They age it. These are all separate facilities, by the way.
Yep.
A curing barn is one building. The pylones go into another building. The bales go into even another room or another building. That's going to be basically your farm. And then your factory is where the cigars are rolled. A lot of guys will do that and call themselves vertically integrated. But if you add the box factory, then you're truly about as integrated as a cigar company can become, because even the biggest companies, and I'm talking about like Plasencia, they have their rings printed for them by the printing companies. And legitimately, Jim and I talked about this one time. What would it be like if we made a fourth cigar printing company?
Yeah.
Like we looked into the printing machines and what all that would cost. And there was just like, even from the cigar makers, there was no interest in even having another ring printing place to get the stuff fulfilled, which is crazy because getting your rings printed is one of the things that holds up cigar production quite a bit. So
I was going to ask you, it's like whenever there's a gold rush, you don't go pan for gold. You go get, you sell shovels and picks. So
that's
like
exactly
if there's
right.
a cigar boom and you have all the printing equipment, then yeah. everybody would come to you. But
we were like, where would bizarre. Wouldn't it make great sense to put like a printing facility in Arizona? Like it's, you know, reasonably close to Nicaragua, but even closer to Florida. So you can ship your rings kind of wherever you need to go. Nope. Didn't make as much sense as it
distance
could.
Wise. I don't think so.
Well, we even talked about doing it in Nicaragua. I mean, hell, but I assume putting a printing facility in Nicaragua would be simple or simpler than, you know, putting a new cigar factory down there. I don't know. Anyway, makes good sense to me. All right. I'm going to take one more here. Aaron Hayes, Tim, you inspired me. So I knew I liked this comment already. To collect and indulge in the cigar world at full speed, to the point of becoming financially ruined with no regret.
Shout out.
Aaron, welcome to cigars. That's exactly what this is. And
I will never financially recover from this.
I will never recover from this. Welcome to the hobby, man. That's exactly it. You start with one humidor, and before you know it, you have six Tupper doors and a refrigerated cooler door that you're slowly putting everything into. And then those Tupper doors are filled again. You have four Tupper doors? Yeah, that's it. That's really good. Well, guys, as all of your cigar collections continue to grow, we hope you will find amazing new blends to test on your taste buds. And certainly, if you haven't already done so, I cannot recommend enough Perdomo, the double-aged vintage 12-year, an incredible line that comes with some incredible refinement of flavor, and Perdomo's 30th anniversary, the newest thing in Perdomo's catalog. Check both of those out. Learn more about those cigars on the community on Cigars Daily Plus, and that is also where you can go to learn more about HabanoCon. I'm going to stop talking about it after this episode because it's happening this Saturday at the Cigars Daily HQ. It's going to be an amazing event with awesome people there. So don't miss out on that. Otherwise, guys, we've blown our time for the episode and did our full after party right here on Facebook and YouTube and X. And I want to thank you guys for joining us. We'll get Cigars Daily Plus worked out one way or another and should be able to bring you the after party next week. But thank you again for joining us here, and stay tuned for another amazing episode next Monday. This is Tim and the whole crew signing off for Cigars Daily. We'll see you all next Monday.
And live your lives.